Gimel Sivan, Thursday the 24th of May, Rabbi Mendy Bude, the ingredients for Kabbalah's HaTorah.
Firstly, good morning everybody. Secondly, I'm not a rabbi, but I understand for the purposes of Torah Way, I am a Makishir, but not necessarily a rabbi, but just... Firstly, Shus Lachsanya. The shul has expanded. The shul is now a beautiful mokhein tefillah, not only physically, but also in ruchnius as well. We're now in the Shloshes Yimei Hagbolah. Today is the first of the three of the Shloshes Yimei Hagbolah. There's a remez in the Torah for the Shloshes Yimei Hagbolah, because it says, V'igbalto es ha'om Shloshes Yomim v'kidashtom. And the Lush and the Mephoshim say it's from the Kadmonim already that Vigbaltu Asa'om Shlosha Yomim is a reference also to the concept of 3 days of preparation. I entitled this morning's Start Your Day the Torah Way, Moridik Azach. I entitled it The Ingredients for Kabbalah Satora. I am not in a position to tell you all the ingredients for Kabbalah Satora. I'm going to try this morning, however, to zone in on some particularly critical ingredients for Kabbalah Satora. And the first ingredient for Kabbalah Satora is the ingredient of preparation. Hachona. You can't just do something without preparation. You can't walk into an exam room, lehavdil elef havdolis, and do an exam without preparing. If you do, you're going to fail. You can't walk into a Pesach Seder and not have prepared at all for the Seder. Yes, you can sit there, and you can say the words, and you can drink the abacosis, but you're not going to really achieve what Chazal have enabled us to achieve on Pesach night. You can't walk into a Rosh Hashanah without Tshuva, who are dealing with Yom Kippur. If you walk in, if you start without hachona, then effectively you're not going to get what that which the Torah, that which you are able to get from these great and wonderful days. How much more so preparing for Kabbalah Satora? To walk into a Shavuos and not having prepared at all for the skulas, for the wonderful qualities that Shavuos can give, you can't do it without preparation. And for that purpose, I want to look at the Torah, I want to look at the Parsha of Kabbalah Satora in Parshas Yisrael, from which we're going to see the importance of Hachona, and we'll see that it's Kimat Abferish Rashi, a Siponu, and a Medrash. The Pasuk says, B'chodesh ha-shlishi, on the third chodesh, l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. On the third chodesh, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they went out in Nisan, they went through Ir, and now it's Sivan. L'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. And Rashi is troubled, as are other Rishonim, as to why does it need to say, and then it says, b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. Why does it need to say? The next pasuk says, "Vayisu mirufidim." They left mirufidim. Vayovoyu midbar Sinai. There's clearly a repetition here. You've already said you've come to midbar Sinai. Says Rashi on pasuk base. Lomo hutzrach lachzo lefarish mehechan. I said, why is that unbelievable? Valikva kosa. We know shebirufidim ayuchaynu. We know firstly that they were in Rafidim, so why tell us Rafidim? Biyadua shemisham nosu. Elo lahakish nisiyosom merafidim lebiyosom lemidbar Sinai. It's in order to tell us that their approach to Midbar Sinai and their moving away from Rafidim was with the same frame of mind. Ma biyosom lemidbar Sinai b'tshuva, af nisiyosom merafidim b'tshuva. So also when they left Rafidim, they left B'tshuva. Why does the Torah need to tell us that? It's very nice, but why does the Torah need to tell us that? The Siponu says it's slightly different. And I read the Loshon of the Siponu. Nisiyosom merufidim, That's why it's the Nasir from Rafidim was a critical part of Kabbalah Sotera. Hoiso b'kavonas boyom el Midbar Sinai was with the same kavona of their coming to Midbar Sinai. Asher shom ha'olikim. Ki yodu, because of course they knew shesham yavdu ka'omroi, ta'avdu nesho'olikim ala horazeh. And in fact, the Mechilta here actually says specifically, just like when they came to Har Sinai, they were preparing for Kabbalah Sotera, so also when they left Rafidim, they were preparing for Kabbalah Sotera. The fact that only every word, every letter, every ois, every tag in the Torah has got a chashivas, so why mention Vayisum Rafidim? The answer is, if they wouldn't have prepared for Kabbalah Sotera, they wouldn't have been able to be Makabal the Torah. The Achona was not only a precondition, a side point that you have to prepare. No. Without the Hachona, there wouldn't have been, without preparation for anything, there wouldn't have been Kabbalah Sotera. So we could perhaps therefore understand quite why we've got the Inyan of Sfira. Sfira, everybody says, there's some that go as far as to say that Pesach is one Yontav, Shavuos is another Yontav, and the Sfira is the Chol HaMoed. The Sfira is the period of the Chol HaMoed, and that's why one of the names, Shavuos, interestingly, has a lot of different names. One of the names is Atzeres. We find that the Yom Shvi of Pesach, the last day of Pesach, is called Atzeres. Why? Because it's between the two, the Yom Tov and the Yom Tov, you've got Chalamoid in between. Shmini Atzeres as well. Shavuos is also an Atzeres. Shavuos is the completion of the journey that we started on Pesach. And Shavuos, and we go through the Yemei HaSfira, Dafka, in order to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Sotera. The Perik that we're going to line on Shabbos of Ovos is known as the Perik Kinyon HaTera, the 48 Kinyonei HaTera. The Sforim say that the Inyon of the 48 Kinyonim represents the 48 days between Pesach and Shavuos. The 49th day is to bring all the 48 Kinyonim, all the 48 attributes that we put together, to put them all in one, and then we can go into Shavuos. That's also the Inyan of the, though it's more of a Nistadika Inyan, of the Midas, which we speak about, Masha Pugamti Besfira, every day a different Derech of Avoida, every day a different Derech Avoida to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Today, I believe, is Hoyd Shabba Malchus. I can't tell you what Hoyd Shabba Malchus is, but clearly we're being Masakan something. Because we're being Masakan Masha Pugamti Hoyd Shabba Malchus, and it's not until we reach Malchus Shabba Malchus. So that's the Inyan of Hachona, and Hachona goes further than that. Hachona goes much further than that, and preparation. Because there's a very famous Kasha the Velt asks, and in fact the Mogen Avraham asks the Kasha, that L'chaira we're celebrating Shavuos on the wrong day. We celebrate Shavuos, everybody knows, on Sunday, Mietz Hashem, we're going to have Kabbalah Sotera, and Sunday is Vov Sivan. But the Cheshbon doesn't stack up. Why? Because Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. And we know also the Torah was given on a Shabbos. Problem is, if you calculate the date of the Shabbos, you'll see that the Shabbos is the 7th of Sivan. So the Shabbos is the 7th of Sivan, because the Thursday is the 15th of Nisan. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you can work it out if you want later the calculations, Rosh Chodesh Iyar would have been a Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is one day, is a Sunday. So if so, the Shabbos, when Torah was given, is Zion Sivan. What's going on here? So there are obviously a multitude of Terutzim, perhaps not quite as many as the Beis Yosef's Kasha and Chanukah, but nonetheless, this is a well-known Kasha, and an obvious Kasha that one should be asking. One of the Terutzim that's given is the Terutz of attributed to the Mashah, but other Mephoshim expand on it and say, it's true that the actual day of Kabbalah Sotera was on 7th. But on the 6th day of Sivan, we'd completed our Hachona, we were ready, everything had been done, And a person who prepares for everything and has done everything, that's already equivalent to as though he's already been mekabel the Torah. So Bazoi, we're celebrating on Shavuos. We're not celebrating the actual giving. That was almost a rubber stamp. Of course, it wasn't a rubber stamp. But for V'yochol, it was like a rubber stamp. We'd completed everything we needed to complete. Shavuos was ready. And since Shavuos and the Torah was ready for us, and we were ready for the Torah, that is the simcha of Shavuos. And with that, the Mefarshim explain a famous kasha. And the kasha is, firstly, that we don't say in the Torah, we don't find in the Torah that the Torah refers to Shavuos as being the Yom Matan Torah. You ask people, what is Shavuos? Yeah, it's the day we got the Torah. Why doesn't the Torah say so? The Torah says it's not the day of Matan Torah. And that also explains something else. On Shavuos, we're going to say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Zman. Why do we say Yom Matan Torah Seinu? Why don't we say Yom Matan Torah Seinu? The day. Poshut. It's not the day, Seinu Mephoshim. It's the day after. What do we learn from all this? We learn from all this, which is something we should learn for ourselves, that we need to prepare. Just to wait till Motzah Shabbos and arrive in Shul, and some people might say the cheesecake and the other beautiful minhagim of Shavuos, which I'm not in any way putting down, that's not what Shavuos is about. If your wife doesn't cook the cheesecake, you won't eat cheesecake. If you don't prepare for Matan Torah, you won't be able to achieve all the skulas that Matan Torah can give you. So that's the importance of Hachona, which is the first ingredient of Kabbalah Sotera. The reason why Hachona is so important, quite apart from the common sense reason, is that it's the concept of what we see in Perek of Kol Sheyirosei Kedemes L'Chochmosei. You've got to have Yira, you've got to have your Avodas Hashem in place before you bring it, so to speak, into action. In other words, you've got to have your Yira in place, you've got to have your Hachona in place, then Chochmosei Miskayemes. Which leads us neatly, the Emes, to another ingredient of Kabbalah Satera. The next ingredient of Kabbalah Satera is the concept of Yirosei Kodim L'Chochmosei. You accept before you understand. And that is Nasa V'Nishma. Everybody asks, we don't ask. Why, those that we don't ask, why did the Eden say they didn't know what they're getting? They say, you do want it. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo went to the Goyim. The Rabbeinu Shlomo knew the Goyim wouldn't accept it. And they all wanted to know, but what does it say? Ma kosov b'sefer. It says, it's not for us. The Eden didn't ask. Eden is referred to as an Amo Paziza. They and that is another ingredient of Kabbalah Sotera. Acceptance unconditionally. We accept everything. We don't ask any questions. We do it because we know that that is the Rotzon Hashem. And we accept the Torah. Kabbalah Sotera, Nasa V'Nishma. An inyan of Yirosei Koidemes L'Chochmosei. So we've been through Hachona, and we've been through Kabbalah. And I want to move on to a beautiful Orach Chaim, which I'm going to learn inside almost exclusively, and then we'll talk about it. The Orach Chaim is on these Pesukim. It's a very well-known Orach Chaim, and we'll go through it. And he asks the question, he says, why does it say again, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai? If it said in the previous Pasuk, Bo Midbar Sinai. And why does it need to say Vayachanu Bamidbar? Where else were they? We know they were in the Midbar. And the whole Loshon HaPasuk, there seems to be repetition. But he says, the inyan of the reason why the Torah is repetitive is Lahakdim Shloisha Inyonim, three Inyonim, which are Heim Ikre HaHachona LeKabbalah Satorah, which are the ikorim of the Hachona, which we spoke about, L'Kabbalah Satorah, Sheba Emtzu'usam, through them, Nisratza Hashem, Nahanchilam, Nachlas Shakai, Hi Toroseinu Hane'ima. Our beautiful Torah. Ho'echod hi, Very important. Hatik boires v'his atzmus be'esek ha-Torah. Learning Torah, strengthening oneself to learn Torah. Learning Torah in whatever condition one can, whether it's difficult a time or whether it's an easy time, whether you're in the middle of a simcha or whether you've got the time to learn. But nonetheless, we find much, he carries on and he says, ki ha'atzlus, not saying that I'd rather not do it for some reason. Laziness, hu esev ha'mafsid hasagosa. It's like a grass, a weed. Atzlus is a weed. And that's why Ulazer Timtza Kikol Mokoim, he says, wherever you find she is Kareno Hashem La Torah, Yodak De Gloma, the Torah always says Chozuk V'Oimetz, Chazak V'Emotz. Ad Gede, it reaches Zeus HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Ba'el. Ad Gede, Shiyomis Atzme Alei, Diksiv, Zeus HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Ba'el. And that's why we say Lasik, B'Divi Torah, Esek. Ukumoikein Rabbi Seinu Zal Yodaktiku Ba'asgoroso Loima Esek HaTorah. Because it's not just Limud Torah. It's Esek. It has to be, if we can, it has to be our Ikka. The work, the Derech Eretz, is Tofel. Hishtadlus HaTorah. V'rabim ba'meh, v'rabim komayu. And he carries on. Kiloy tusak ha'asoga elobit. You won't get there unless you work for it. Elo, the Rabbanu Shalom is ready to give. The Rabbanu Shalom wants to give. But you have to do your hishtadlus elo behis atzmus godel with great strength, and that's what it means. Vayisum refidim. It's not coming to us where they came from. He wants to say elo niskaven loyma shenosu mipchinas rifyon yadayim. They went away from rifyon yadayim. Kamoi shematzinu shadoshu kein rabesenu beposuk vayilochem im Yisrael berfidim. Why did Amalek come? Because there was an element. There was an element of Rifyon Yadayim. Vehim nosu mibchina zu. They left this Rifyon Yadayim. Vehchinu atzvom lavod avoidas maso benoya Hashem. It's the sweetness of Hashem. And that's the first inyan. Talking about his atzmos and limud haTorah, I saw Rabbi Eliashiv Zazan Gezint. I saw in the Kovetz Mavatcha Torah that came out last year for Shavuos, I saw the way Rav Eliashiv Agodo spent Shavuos. That teaches us just a little bit, and I'm deliberately mentioning it. This is course for Rabbi Eliashiv Shazal Hobnar for Shalema, and I thought if we see how Agodo spends Shavuos, we can at least get a little bit of a taste of how we should spend Shavuos. And he brings down very beautifully, he brings down from one of the Bnei Bias, he brings down, it says, Neched Rabbeinu, one of the Enikah, some be called Rav Avrom Tzvi Yisraelson, says that he, on Leil Chag Shavuos, obviously we haven't got time to go into detail, but Leil Chag Shavuos, first he ate a meaty meal. Then he would go to his Beis HaMedrash, to Feres Bachurim, to give the Shia B'Gemora. And remember, in Eretz Yisrael, Shavuos doesn't come in at 11 o'clock at night, or 10 o'clock at night. Shavuos comes in at about 8 o'clock at night. So he'd go, and he would stay, and he would give his Shia B'Gemora, and at midnight, he'd finish the daily Shia, he would finish at midnight, and then he went home to sleep. Sleep. Till 1:30 a.m. And then he went, got up, and he learned, it says, Bekoil Rom Ubahasmoda Neuro, until Tfilas Vasikin. And he would, and then after davening Tfilas Vasikin in his Beis HaMedrash, he goes, Yetz Hashem, he should go with all his Mispalalim to the coastal Marovi. He hasn't yet had any Milky. And then he comes home, he made Kiddush, he eats Macholi Mazonas Cholov, the cheesecake, the milky things, and then everybody goes to sleep except Reb Eliashiv. And he says, I slept at night. I don't need to go to sleep. How long did he sleep at night for? And he learns, again, b'shkida atzuma, with moiridika hasmoda, until everybody gets up for the lunch, suda. They eat the meaty sutta. And after the sutta, most of the rabbis go back to sleep. Rabbi Eliashiv says, I don't need to go to sleep. I slept last night. He says, Ani Yashanti Balaila. And then he learns Basmodu Gedoyla right up to Shkia. And then he davens Mincha. And that is all on the 1.5 hours that he slept the previous night. Obviously, it doesn't say what he did on the second day Shavuos, because in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is Hasmoda in Torah, the way a Godoil keeps the way a Godoil spends his Shavuos. Let's carry on. Time is short. The second inyan is Shiflus and another. It says the ki ein divrei Torah miskaimen ela b'misha mashpel atzmai, somebody who is an onov, somebody who is makes himself low, or meisim atzmai kamidba, and that is vayachanu b'midba pirish loshen shiflus v'nadova kamidba, like a midba shakol dochem olov. He doesn't stand up for his own covet, his own dignity, shiflus and anova. I heard a beautiful vort in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe. And he asks Akasha, if the re, and the emes is, that is why the Torah was given. We all know Har Tova was the highest mountain, and Har Tova said, I want to have Kabbalah Satorah. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo said, no, you'll only find Torah by people who are mashpel atzmam, so let's bring it on Har Sinai. The question is, why on a Har at all? Why on a mountain at all? If the reason is because of shiflus and anova, bring it in a pit. Bring it in a plane, but why on a mountain? So the Kotzker Rebbe, they're a very interesting vote. The Kotzker Rebbe says, you have to have a true anova, you have to have godless. If you haven't got godless, if you're stamei, I don't want to put down anybody, but if you're a poshita person, an amma oretz, and no one here, of course, but if one is an amma oretz, and an amma oretz is a big onov, it's very nice. But that's not the anivus the Torah wants. The Torah wants you to have godless. But godless brings anivus. And in fact, the greater the godol, the greater the onov. That's why Vo'ish Moshe was an onov ma'id. Mish Moshe was the biggest onov. It doesn't make sense. He knew he was the leader of Kol Yisrael. He knew that he pale, pale, davar boy. He knew b'chol beisi ne'monhu. And he's the biggest onov. The answer is that is by gedolim who can achieve true anova, because the more a person is higher, the bigger the godol, the greater the yiras shamayim, the greater the anivus. So of course it has to be on a ha, it has to be on a choshev a godol. But if it's not on, but if it's not on a ha, if it's on an ordinary, it's on a bayah. That's not the anova and the shiflus. That's not the anova and the shiflus. The Torah wants Moridik. That's not the anova and the shiflus the Torah wants. In fact, there's a story, I saw the story brought, I'm not sure precisely who, but the Chasam Sofer had a Shamas, and this Shamas was a very great onov. But vice versa, the Shamas wasn't the greatest Talmud Chacham. And the Chasam Sofer said to him, you don't need to be such a big onov, because you're not such a big Talmud Chacham. Don't think it was. In other words, there was an element, I suppose, of acting. You have to be roy to be an onov. To play anivus is a game, and that's not what's intended. Chazal say a beautiful vort from the Chanukah Sotero, which I want to tell you. And Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham, a Gemara in Seita, a Talmud Chacham may have a Shminis, Shebisminis of Gava. And that means, because you need to have some respect for him. And there are stories about this. But the Chanukah Sotera says, very beautiful, why Shminis, Shebisminis? What's the Cheshbon of Shminis, Shebisminis? So he says, very beautiful. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that who wanted, or where did the Torah want to be given? The Torah wanted to be given on Har Tova. How high was Har Tova? Says the Gemara in Baba Basra, Ein Gimel on the base, Har Tova was 4 pasois high. How high is 4 pasois in terms of amos? An amma, a paso is 4 mil, a mil is 2,000 amos. So if you do the maths, you'll find that the height of Har Tova was 32,000 amos. I don't know how much that is in feet, I don't know how much it compares to Mount Everest, but it's 32,000 amos. That was Har Tova. That was the high mountain, the highest mountain. How high was Har Sinai? Says the Medrash Rabbah and other Medrashim, Har Sinai was 500 amos. It's beautiful, says the Chanukah Satorah. What's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon of Har Sinai, 500 amos, was how much percentage, or perhaps better said, what fraction was Har Sinai of Har Tova? 500 over 32,000 is 1/64th. And this is where the Torah is giving us the message of Anova. That's why Har Sinai. Therefore, it's 1/64th, says the Chanukah Satorah. It's Meduyek Kemin Chayma. I see already we're running out of time, so very quickly, I just want to mention the third inyan of Kabbalah Satorah. The third inyan he mentions here is Bechinas Yiyud Chachomim Behischabrus B'Lev Sholem V'Tomim. Coming together, as we do here, as people come to Shiurim, as people come to Chavrusas. Ahavas Chavirim, Cherev El Abadim. People who learn by themselves is no good. Elo Yisvadu Yachad, come together, V'yachadudu Zeh Lezeh, V'yazbiru Ponim Zeh Lezeh. Ukeneged Zeh Oman, as we know, V'yichan, V'loshin Yochid. We asked, why does it say V'yichan? Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's an essential part of Kabbalah Satorah. So far, we've got various ingredients of Kabbalah's Torah which we've managed to discuss. The ingredient of Hachona, the ingredient of Kabbalah without question. And if you want, you can call the further ingredients subsections of the Hachona. What is the Hachona? The Hachona is Hasmoda and Limud HaTorah, the Anova and Shiflus, and Chibur Chachomim. In the little time that we've got left, I'll quickly talk about the other Nakuda which Rashi mentions. Torah should also be fresh. The Pasuk says, Bayom Hazeh. Why does it say Bayom Hazeh? Why doesn't it say Bayom Hahu? Says Rashi, Lo hayo tzorich lechtev ela Bayom Hahu. Mahu Bayom Hazeh? What's the Yom Hazeh? Shiyu divrei Torah chadoshim alecha keilu hayom nitnu. Divrei Torah should always be fresh. And some say that's why we don't say that Yishavuos is the Zman Matan Torah. Why is Shavuos not the Zman Matan Torah? Because every day, if a person would think he can only chap the Torah, he can only catch the bus on Shavuos, only catch the train, and he can't do it afterwards, then he won't trouble himself to do it. Every day, today, Rabbosai, today one can be Makabal the Torah. That's why we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and we don't say Yom Matan Torah Seinu. The importance of coming together as we do every morning, the importance of learning Shiurim, that's the only way one can learn Torah. I assume the digital clock is correct. So I want to wish everybody here a Matan Torah, a Kabbalah Satorah, and you should all be Makabalah Torah with both hands, by the hand. What does both hands mean? Oirech Yomim Bimina. This smaller Osher of Chovayt, we should be zeicher to the Binyan Habayis, Meir v'Meinu Amen.